The ruined cottage. I looked round, and near the door I saw an aged man, alone and stretched upon the cottage bench. An iron-pointed staff lay at his side. With instantaneous joy, I recognized that pride of nature and of lowly life, the venerable Armitage, a friend as dear to me as is the setting sun. 2 days before, we had been fellow travelers. I knew that he was in this neighborhood, and now delighted found him here in the cool shade. He lay his pack of rustic merchandise pillowing his head. I guess he had no thought of his way-wandering life. His eyes were shut. The shadows of the breezy elms above dappled his face. With thirsty heat oppressed, at length I hailed him, glad to see his hat bedewed with water drops, as if the brim had newly scooped a running stream. He rose and, pointing to a sunflower, bade me climb the wall, where that same gaudy flower looked out upon the road. It was a plot of garden ground, now wild, its matted weeds marked with the steps of those whom as they passed, the gooseberry trees that shot in long-length slips, or currants hanging from their leafless stems and scanty strings, had tempted to o'erleap the broken wall. Within that cheerless spot where two tall hedgerows of thick willow boughs joined in a damp, cold nook, I found a well half-choked with willow flowers and weeds. I slaked my thirst and to the shady bench returned, and while I stood unbonneted to catch the motion of the cooler air, the old man said, "I see around me here things which you cannot see. We die, my friend, nor we alone, but that which each man loved and prized in his peculiar nook of earth dies with him, or is changed, and very soon even of the good is no memorial left. The poets in their elegies and songs lamenting the departed call the groves. They call upon the hills and streams to mourn in senseless rocks, nor idly, for they speak in these their invocations with a voice obedient to the strong creative power of human passion. Sympathies there are more tranquil, yet perhaps of kindred birth, that steal upon the meditative mind and grow with thought. Beside yon spring I stood and eyed its waters, till we seemed to feel one sadness, they and I. For them a bond of brotherhood is broken. Time has been when every day the touch of human hand disturbed their stillness, and they ministered to human comfort. When I stooped to drink, a spider's web hung to the water's edge, and on the wet and slimy footstone lay the useless fragment of a wooden bowl. It moved my very heart.